some time. Find some time to do something. Find some time. Find some time to do something. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Fordham got a new best friend.
Vibe.
Wait, can you play a little bit more? It's like a vibe. I needed it.
Boredom by Tyler the Creator, featuring Rex Orange County and Anna of the North.
So find some time to do something.
Yes, find some time.
Find some time.
Find some time to do something. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
My name is Casey, and this is The Blackboard Collective Presents Justice and Juice. I feel like I don't normally say my name before I say the name of the show.
That's okay. It's fine. New show, new us.
It's a new year intro. Exactly.
New year, new intro, baby.
Do what you want.
Thank you for your support. I won't do that again.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry about it. It felt wrong. But.
It's fine.
Because now, what do I say? Now I have to say I'm Casey again so I can say what I'm drinking. Anyway.
No, you don't. They know who it is.
Well, it's, yeah, y'all know who it is. It's me, and I'm drinking. I'm
what
off the hinges, you guys. If you haven't noticed, the Wiz is not here. And
oh, no.
It's off the rails.
Paige, rein it in.
But we, I was going to say, but we have Paige. So we'll,
I don't know if I can. Today.
We'll make our way back. I am drinking bubbly water. A little bit of coffee that I have left over from this morning. You guys, I got an espresso for Christmas. So
oh
I'm
my
drinking
God.
From me.
Oh. That's a good
Wait. Gift. Sorry. You got an espresso machine?
Yeah.
No, a Nespresso.
A Nespresso.
Oh. Tiffany got an espresso machine, so I guess she wins.
Oh.
I didn't know it was a competition.
Okay. I was going to say, well, I still feel like a winner.
It is now.
I definitely still feel like a winner in my soul before you hijacked my introduction.
I took their joy and I'm going to keep it.
Wow. Well, that's
I'm going to put it in my pocket.
That's the attitude you're going to start 2022 with, our first show of 2022, and you're taking my joy away.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm
As
sorry.
As you should be. And my mom and dad got me this gift. So, mom, I know you're listening. Listen to how Alaska Music is acting.
Wow.
I'm sorry. No. I don't want to be on the blacklist. Yeah. I don't want to be blacklisted because I want cobbler next year. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how she feels. So I was drinking delicious coffee from my Nespresso. It was very good. Mm-hmm. And a vat of water, which I'm almost done with. I should have refilled.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yes, vat. Proud
Can
of
we
you.
Get vats that say Blackboard Collective on them?
Yeah. Like those. Oh my God, should. We really should.
Guys,
that's a really, and
merch?
It'll just say vat of water.
Yeah.
Right. That's it.
It should say vat of water.
We love that.
Pajit.
That's a good idea.
What you drinking?
What's up, everybody? It's Paige. I'm drinking peach juice.
Ooh, very Georgia.
She only want me for my
Thank
peach
you.
Juice.
Is, yep. What? I'm sorry.
I was remixing Pimp Juice, the song Pimp Juice, but I subbed Pimp
I just
juice
feel like
Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna say
peach juice.
Y'all don't remember that song?
No, I do.
Oh, I remember it. The remix?
Peach juice doesn't
Hard
it doesn't
pass.
If we go for it in that sentence, it doesn't elicit a great mental image.
Right, yeah. There's a
I'm just disappointed that you guys I knew from your lack of response, I was like, oh, they don't know the song. That's the problem. Not my
That wasn't
brilliant
nope.
joke.
Nope.
That's not what's eliciting blank stares. It must be that they don't know the song. But, okay, 2022 starting strong for me, you guys. strong start over here. I'm crying. Okay. Continue, please.
Okay. I'm having my juice. I'm not going to say it again. And then just some water.
Well, you don't want to say your peach juice. What's wrong with that, Paige?
No. You know what? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Never met a juicy peach that I didn't like.
I can't stand you guys. Why are you like this? Literally, what is wrong with you both?
Nothing. All right. And then I'm also drinking a vat of water. So that's just, that's it. That's all. I drank a huge coffee already today. So I guess already isn't right though. Like it's like 3 o'clock here. So
yeah,
that's right, probably normal.
Yeah.
Laska, what are you doing? What's you up
what
to?
Is up? Laska here, activist, artist.
Asshole.
I'm also going to add to the vat of water, bam, with my mug. If you get this visual, you'll see this has lived a life.
Yeah,
that has lived water, a life. It's been
my vat thing. Has lived a life.
Yeah, you need the blackboard.
And I had that. I do. I desperately need this merch. Zach, please get on that, wizard. But that's it. Pretty much that. I had some yogurt. And I'm good now. We're good. We're good over here.
Good. Wiz, we miss you. Wiz, happy new year.
I miss you.
Great. What do we normally do right now? We do a business. Black business. There we go. Somebody got one?
I got one.
Woo!
Are you guys ready for this? I don't know if you are.
No, this construction is
still. You guys are not crazy. Excited. No, I'm not ready. Excited about what I
just about to mute myself because the construction, which is still happening,
it
everybody.
It was like a call and response.
So yes, yes, I'm ready. And I'm going on mute so that the hammers can stop.
Okay. So, our black business, we are once again supporting Scent and Fire Candle Company.
Woo-hoo.
You guys, if you missed your opportunity at Christmas, there's a new year and there's every day after that too. Purchase a candle. Do it. Because look, what do candles do for us? I mean, come on, you guys. This is a tech-based manufacturer of eco-luxury scented candles. Hello, and other fragrant consumables made from domestically sourced, raw, and recycled materials. Okay, you get to do two great things in one. That's what I love about it.
This is a really angry commercial so far.
Yeah. So why are you yelling at everybody?
Because I love to. That's how I get my point across.
Okay.
So, you guys, they had all started in Fresno, California. It's community building. There's there's a rise of mental health issues, their product's design is literally to de-stress environments and promote self-care for mental wellness. And I just don't know how you can get a better gift. So let me just sweeten it up a little bit and I won't yell. Do yourself a favor and purchase one of these candles for yourself or for somebody else or for both. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What y'all think?
Yeah. Wow.
That was so kind.
Yeah. It finished really kind. Oh, nice. And I like that. Is that a tactic where you come in really strong and then so the softer side just feels even softer?
Yeah.
Didn't we just talk about this?
We did.
Didn't we just talk about the emotional terrorism that causes?
I just really want to read this part here where it says the magic of the scent. It says pure American grown soy wax. Premium essential and fragrance oils, unbleached cotton wicks, reusable glass jars, made in small batches, and hand poured for the culture.
Oh,
I'm living for this. I love it so much.
That's really cute.
Yes.
Buy a candle, y'all. Yeah. Buy me a candle. Feel free to buy me a candle.
I'll buy me a candle too.
We've been waiting since the last time we talked about this business for everybody to send us candles, and we've yet. Has anybody received
We didn't give clear enough instructions. So I understand that you guys don't have our mailing addresses. We will not give them to you. But what you can do is purchase a gift card and send it to theblkboardcollective@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes, and then
you will be sponsoring a candle for your favorite host. And if you want to name that host in the email, just so we know, you can do that.
Yeah. And I also just want to make a point too that I know that times are stressful right now. But we can't all just be throwing out money. So your support, even in just following them for small businesses, getting the word out there, resharing it for people, you can go to Scent and Fire. Scent and Fire. That's all just lowercase words on Instagram. And go ahead and follow them and check out their website, you guys. Support.
Great. Support this was Black. A wonderful Black. Commercial. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I feel like I went through a lot watching this commercial, and I really like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
It was a journey.
Watching it so much.
I grew. I grew along the way.
I grew.
Good. So good. Should we talk about what's happening in the world first? First of all, I want to check in on – we all know that Omicron is a crazy bitch, right? Like, she's just, like, coming for everybody.
Rona and her friends. It's like, why?
Yeah, like, she's insane. She's just slanging it out here. Like, she's
– she's just slanging it.
Like, you can step outside and get caught at any point in time. So are you guys and your families and friends and social circles? Like, are they staying healthy, and how's everything?
I work in the service industry in a small town. So like, I would say like half of everybody that I know currently has COVID. So it's running rampant through the industry. I have to go get like a rapid test later, just to make sure. But yeah, it's definitely real out here. But there also was like this weird 72-hour flu that was going around at the same time. And so like people would have all these symptoms, but they would just keep testing negative. But they would feel,
to the radio this morning talking about that people are getting sick with Rona and the flu at the same time. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, people weren't getting sick with COVID though. They were just having this flu.
It's called Florona.
Yeah, that sounds like a weird like science fiction name to be
I
honest.
Really didn't make that up, you guys. I read the COVID report this morning from CNN.
That's
going to
be a New York best-selling book like in 2 years. Watch.
Florona.
Florona. Like, wow, we've given that a name. And that
a real
terrible.
Story. I don't know.
Yeah, how we've done that. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely super real out here. Yeah. So how about you guys? Everyone staying safe over there? I was staying healthy in the big city.
I don't know if people are really taking this. I feel like everyone's going to get sick. I feel like what's going to happen is this is going to be hopefully coming to an end. But I think in order for it to come to an end, that we're going to have to go through the variant where people are just going to get sick, and it's going to kind of, we're going to gain herd immunity that way, and it's going to kind of kill itself out. What they are hoping for is that the Omicron variant is going to knock the Delta out. Mm-hmm. Because Delta was a lot worse in the sense of hospitalization cases and death. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's, I guess, a little better, right?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely
less deaths, but then, like, I don't know. It's not great still, so.
I mean, it's definitely better that it's not as deadly. I have at least four or five friends I know that have it right now. And these are people who have been very safe, all vaccinated, and have avoided it up to, like, this whole time. We've been dealing with this for 2 years now, and they've avoided it this whole time, and now they have it. It's more nerve-wracking because it seems like no matter what you do as far as like precautionary measures, it can find you, which is a little scary.
Very contagious.
It will find you.
Unless you go like back to early 2020 where we all just like stayed in the house, it's just really hard to go back to doing that. We are dying for this taste of normalcy, and we're like getting so close to it that it's really hard to go back to that sort of lifestyle. And lastly, I've heard a lot of people say what you're saying, where it's just like, everyone's going to get it. I just want to get it and get it over with. And I am not brave enough to feel that way. I don't want it. I haven't had it.
Don't go out and get it. That's not what I said.
I want it.
She's out there just breathing into people's faces.
Yeah, wait, Casey, are you, you're the only one that hasn't had it.
Yeah,
right?
I've not had it. I don't think Zach is.
But you know what?
Zach has, Zach hasn't either.
There's a lot of people, like, there are some really good friends of ours who got it. And, you know, Tiff and I got it not too long ago. I don't know whether, there's a lot of people that I know on different levels of, like, some who are unvaccinated still, and some who are vaccinated and reacting differently. Like, Tiff and I got pretty sick, I would say somewhere in the middle between, like, severe and, like, not asymptomatic, right? We're somewhere in the middle of that. But then, like, some of our good friends, like one of our good friends' brother got really ill, and then his sister got it, and she had no symptoms at all. I also have another friend right now who has it and has no symptoms at all. So it's like really, it's so like, just like depends on the person, I guess, and how your body responds to it. It's wild.
Yeah.
It is really weird. It's super weird too. And like my brother-in-law tested positive the day after Christmas on the 27th, and my sister never got it. They sleep in the same bed. Like, they live together, sleep in the same bed. She's vaccinated and boosted, and I am vaccinated and boosted. So is like my mom and my dad, and none of us have gotten it so far. But then I had a couple cases at work, and so I've been in like close contact with multiple people who have like known cases of it. So I'm like just wondering if like there's been too many exposures and then now it's like, okay, now you might have it.
Yeah, I got now exposed. It's gonna happen. I got exposed twice before the holidays and was, thank God, negative. And so I'm just praying that whatever this is, I'm you know, giving credit to Jesus and H1N1 for beefing up my immunity system. And I'm just going to hopefully ride that out and never catch this. Because it's scarier to me.
Is this you writing it out?
Yeah, this is me writing it out, everybody. I grabbed onto it like a magic carpet.
Or reins.
Like, oh, or reins. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I saw like a little imaginary horse.
I love both of the storylines.
Yeah, for me it was a magic carpet. It was like when the magic carpet in Aladdin like wears up and like it curls over the little tassel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Anyway.
It's way better.
The reason why I don't want it is because you never know how it's going to act in your body. And I don't want that. I don't want to play that sort of Russian roulette, you know?
Right.
No.
I'd rather just like never have it. Like I never had the chicken pox. You know, like it can happen.
Yeah, I just wonder though, like, I don't know. If we get it, like if you never so had many the chicken people.
Pox. No. Did you guys have the chicken pox?
I had the chicken pox and I have chronic shingles. Like,
oh my God. Did you have the shot?
Oh, I think that the shot.
The chicken pox shot?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get that shot.
No.
I don't think so.
Was I just shot got
chicken
for that?
Pox. Yeah, there was a chicken pox shot. That's why I didn't get the chicken pox.
Yeah, I don't think I knew about that shot.
Science.
No, I got it when I was two, so it's not like I got a chance.
Yeah, and then I got fucking alive. Got the shingles, so
actually, I heard it's better to get chickenpox when you're a kid.
When you're an adult, chickenpox is like brutal. Yeah.
I got mine from my dad. Actually, my dad had chickenpox, so how I got them.
Yeah,
I still have chickenpox scars. Actually,
dad was born with chickenpox because my grandma had it when she was pregnant with him.
Wow. Oh my goodness, little spotty baby.
Which is really dangerous because if they can get one, they can develop one like on their eye and be blind.
That happened to me. I obviously am not blind, but I had one in my eye.
Oh my God.
Sorry, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
No, it is funny.
It's the way she said it. It's the way she was like, that happened to me. Well, obviously I'm not blind.
I'm not. I do have like in the eye though that it was like I can't remember what they called it, but it looks like there's like a piece of like a little piece of like clear thread like always floating through the sky. Always.
What is Lasko? What is the problem?
I don't know. I just and the way she said it just really it really made me laugh.
Okay, well, you know what, Lasko, I'm not talking to you about my medical situations anymore.
T's and P's for Lasko Music. T's and P's.
Yeah. How rude. You're so mean. She's like, this is hilarious, actually.
Right.
Paige. Just hobbling around with chicken pox. It's not funny.
Hobbling? Now you're hobbling?
Hobbling?
And that's funny?
I never... Yeah, I was not hobbling.
It's not funny. I just can't stop laughing.
Okay, that's okay. It's okay.
Fine. I'm not laughing at you, Paige. I'm not. I'm really not. Okay, here we go. We're going to collect ourselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I will say not to talk about chicken pox... moving away from that, that I was listening to a podcast today with an epidemiologist on NPR, and he said that the Spanish flu followed this like very similar trajectory, and that they got to ending it because there was this variant that was so contagious but more mild. And I think that they'd maybe developed the vaccine at that point too. I'm not honestly sure, but that variant creates like this immunity wall. That's what they've been calling it, like this wall of immunity, because people that are getting sick with Omicron are not getting sick with Delta. And so like, and people that are getting sick with Delta are not getting Omicron. So like, it's kind of creating this like immunity where I think everything's hopefully going to start to level out. And they also don't think that this is going to happen for very long. Like they think that maybe we're in for like a rough January and then it'll start to dang.
January is my month.
Yeah. Like, it's her birthday. It's her partner's birthday.
Kind of. I mean, it's like the day before February. So
yeah, I bet like by your birthday, like things will kind of start to be going back to where they were a little bit, like in November.
I hope instead of
so.
God's ears.
That's not my mouth. That's from like a doctor's mouth on the podcast that I listen to.
Y'all just said mouth a lot.
Mouth. Say mouth again.
Mouth.
No.
Well, I hope.
Okay, what else is?
I hope that what came out of the doctor's mouth was correct.
Say mouth again.
The mouth. Oh, this is never gonna.
You guys. What?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're like right. We're like the 4 year olds and like we're like in the not even 4 year olds. It's like fourth grade right now where it's like say mouth again.
Oh yeah.
Like the teacher's like, you guys stop.
But we don't have a teacher. Like normally it's me, but like I don't have that energy no, today. Like today I'm just kind of like hee hee hee.
Yeah,
you're
no,
definitely working with your Aquarian energy today.
Something never won't be funny to me, and I've just given up. Like the anytime like when some if anyone ever says it doo doo that, and I'm like, huh, doo doo. And it'll never
that
not
is
be funny.
Funny. It's always funny.
That is funny. It is. There's stuff that's always funny.
Tiffany said that to someone the other day, and I was like, mm. Like I was like, oh, you said the thing.
You said it. And I'm sure she was like,
I didn't say it out loud, but I looked at her like she's.
I have to say it out loud, or else I'll just start snickering, which is weirder.
Which is what happened to me, which is why it was very weird.
Yes. So then I just have to announce it and be like, yes, everyone, I'm a child. We should all know that.
Yes, hello, I am 12. Yes.
I'm certain that there was something else. Oh, yes. We were going to Biden's announcement that insurance is going to have to cover at-home tests. And that they're developing a government website where you can go on and request an at-home test be sent to you. All that was just announced like yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm. So I think it was yesterday.
That was exciting. Laska Music, you have a question. She has her hand raised very politely.
Yes, I have a question. How do we get a reimbursement for our tests? That is the question.
Honestly.
We spent like $150 over Christmas to get everybody tested. And like I'm like, can we get that back?
He doesn't honestly have like a policy put in place yet. I think that it's just like a work in progress. That's what like the when I was looking up to see what we're doing about people that are not insured, because like I'm not insured. So I was like, okay, do I just continue to have to pay $150 every time I need a rapid
test?
Wait,
Paige, why aren't you insured? Like, can you do like Medic?
I don't have insurance.
Meta.
Can you do like Medical?
I could.
Or,
yeah. I mean, Medicare? I could probably like
or Cal or,
find it. Maybe I have no idea. There's no California one. Georgia's just like a little bit more difficult.
Medicaid.
Yeah, something
Medicaid,
like that.
Right.
Probably. I probably could. I think I could do it through my school. I just kind of got lazy and then was like, whatever.
Girl, it is not the time to not have insurance.
I know.
You definitely need to have health insurance too.
I need on it. Put it on your list, Virgo.
Okay, it's on my list. It's on the list.
All right.
But
see, Virgos will be the first ones to make sure everybody else has health insurance.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's our most toxic
she's just
trait.
Like,
I will make sure everybody around me is fine. But
you
then
guys
if
all have
I'm like too
right.
busy, I'm like, I can't do it. I'm busy.
They're like, I got chicken pox in my eye, but it's fine.
Okay, that time
hobbling
was funny
around.
The timing. The timing of that one was funny. But still, the
you know
situation
what?
Is not. I
it's not funny. Chicken pox is not funny. Paige, oh my god. Paige, come back.
She's been dramatically leaving us with her video off. You guys should know. We've been giving a lot of visual content. I just feel like my job today is to describe all the visual content that's happening.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oh my god. Whoever gets through this entire episode.
Shout out to you. You're a real
one. We should give them a free vat of water. If you get
to
this one episode, episode 52 of Happy New Year, when we make our vat, you get one. That.
Oh my gosh, yeah. If you make it all the way through, we will send you a free vat of water.
If you make it
sure.
all the way through and you email us and
if
let
you.
Us know that you made it all the
yeah.
way through.
And
well,
also
you.
Email us and buy us, email us the receipt of the candle that you bought us, one.
Correct.
Two.
Step one.
Wait. We just changed the rules on them.
Yeah.
No, right no, now. No. They're going to get a free something out of this. So you spend money to get something. That's how it works.
That's some bullshit, timeshare bullshit. They try to sell you the, you go to the
and
thing.
This and this is capitalism at work. Oh my God. I don't know what is wrong with
of everything you've paid, including taxes. It wasn't worth it. Like, you know what I mean? No. Like, it's not worth
it. No, you're right. Okay, I take it back. You don't have to send us a candle.
No, you don't have to. We will still take one if you want to send us one, but it's not a requirement. You should maybe like post on Instagram that you finished the episode, though. That would be nice.
Wait, guys, I found it.
Maybe post it on Instagram and tag us. Maybe that's what it should be.
Yeah. There you go. Give us a little tag. Okay. So it says, for those without private insurance, at-home tests would be distributed through community sites such as health centers and rural clinics in addition to federally supported free testing sites. So I think they're hoping to like
– create a place where you can go
be able to just like – yeah, you can just go pick it up for free instead of having to go to every CVS in the Georgia border like I did. There was none anywhere.
No, there were no at-home tests. And then I waited a total of 4.5 hours to get 2 people tested.
This is in Texas?
Oh, no, this is in California. This is when I got back. Mason and I were trying to get tested, and so I had to schedule them. They were both far away and also far away from each other, so we went to mine first, had to wait an hour there, and then we went to his and waited 3.5 hours.
Is this for rapid
or for we did both? We got a rapid and a PCR at the same time.
I see.
That's smart. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I always do for that free, if I right? can now. Yeah, for free.
There's the one in North Hollywood, but like every time you go there, it's like
it's wrapped around. No, that one's right by my house.
So you've seen that one, right?
It's in my neighborhood.
It's like literally around the fucking. And yeah, so it's like around the block.
It's it's ridiculous to like even get out of the neighborhood going that way. Sometimes it's terrible because the cars are just wrapped around.
Yeah, like you think people are parked on the side of the road? Nope,
no,
they're not.
That's the they're not. It's gotten really crazy. So thankfully we were. I think had either of us been alone, we would have just given up. So it was nice that we were together.
Yeah.
But yeah, we both got our negative test back, which was nice. And I was just like, after this, I'm just going to try to play it very safe because I don't want to need a test again very soon. Like,
yeah,
it was horrible.
Yeah, for real.
Although I actually probably going to have to get more consistent tests, though, because you could possibly be asymptomatic, too. Like a lot of people are not responding to this new variant.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think just getting a frequently tested anyways right now is probably a good idea.
It is, but just because like,
as we have to spend time with people, like, I don't know, like, I think of like Tiffany's mom, who's like the worst possible scenario for her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's the worst, she's the worst kind of person, I guess, to be like, what's the word?
Exposed.
Oh my God, you guys, help me out. Thank you. Exposed. I'm like over here, like, what the X? There's an X in it.
doing so but good
for her to be exposed, like it's a really that could be a really bad situation for her. I mean, she's has severe asthma and heart condition, so anything really like the double a flu on top of COVID or vice versa or either one of those could just be really not a good situation for her. So I'm like, okay, well, what if Tiff and I had the Delta and then we have this one, you know what I mean, and it's brain symptomatic, but then we see her and she's not, like, it's just so hard to know, you know what I mean? It's so hard to know. I'm like really freaking out about her.
I'm trying not to see too many people right now, but I mean, inevitably, the fact that I'm not,
I haven't left my house for years.
Not for years, but it has been some days. I mean, I went to the store, which you can get it there, you know? And also the couple people I am seeing are like, you know, one is living with the family, the other has a roommate, they both work, you know? It's like, so it's just a matter of, I would like to get tested way more frequently, but I'm not waiting 3.5 hours again. that's really the moral of the story for
me. It's just unrealistic. It's just unrealistic to think that people have the time to do that. So in Savannah, the big civic center is where they've been doing the tests, and they have it like down to a science. Like you drive through, you can drive your car into it because it's like a hockey arena essentially. Mm-hmm. And so they've made it so you can like drive your car into it. They swab it for you. You leave. It typically takes 20 minutes maximum if there's a line. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get tested after we found out about my brother-in-law because I was still working because exposure is not an option to not go into work in Georgia. Like they don't care. Yeah. So like if you've been exposed, they're like, yeah, we've all been exposed. Come into work, please.
Oh my God.
So,
great.
So we so I was like driving around trying to find a test, and I scheduled myself for a test at the Civic Center, and I pulled up and there were a bunch of signs and it was like, no testing at this site, no testing at the site, go to this website. So I went to this website and guess what the reasoning was? for no testing.
Everybody had COVID?
No, they'd had previously scheduled events.
What?
Explain that one to me.
Like a concert?
We're
going to
cut off COVID testing because there are previously scheduled events.
That might get canceled because of COVID.
At the Civic Center. So it's like at the Civic Center, like it's going to be a pretty large event. Right. I have no idea what it was. But I was like, this is the most ironic thing that I have ever read or seen. Right. Like, it just is silly. It's bananas. And there's like no tests. No. There's no tests anywhere.
You guys might.
And it's like.
But this will help, I guess, right? Where people can like now order tests. Hopefully,
that yeah, this will. I mean, yeah. The sucky thing is,
line that for 4 hours.
It seems like whenever the government tries to get a website up, it takes forever.
Oh my god! So, and it's like the worst variant. Website. Yeah. It's the worst website ever.
Yeah,
like hire a freaking SCAD student to do it.
Yeah,
please.
I'm not sure why it always because takes so long so and bad. Why it's so bad when they have all the resources that they have, but it
is so bad.
Priorities are really fun.
And it's like 27 questions to get to the one question you actually need.
But it feels like
I remember when I was applying for unemployment at the beginning of 2020. Yeah. I was like, this system is so stupid. Like the way that they do it, it's confusing. Like I can only imagine what it would be like if like I didn't understand English that well, or I like, you know, like if I had a learning disability or something like that, like there's so many words on one page, like it's maddening.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, a website seems like something you could delegate pretty easily. Like, you know, like that doesn't even seem like it. Get some college, you know, get all the computer engineers at some college, get them on it.
Please.
This is for the government.
They could do it in a minute. Government.
Give it to us. That's all. It seems like it would.
Give it to me. Thank you.
That's all it would take. That's all you need. I'm very confused. You guys, we should just be the presidents. You know, we should have three presidents and they should be us. Well, four. That can be president.
We're the founding fathers, though.
No, he can be vice. Men have had their time.
Yeah, they're fine.
He's totally fine with that, too. I could totally him being like,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, okay.
Completely agree. Cool. And that's why he's allowed. That's why he's allowed to
and
be
that's right. why we, yeah, that's why we love him.
Yes. Correct. I was going to say, what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say that because you were talking about events. My Hamilton tickets got canceled, you guys.
Oh, that happened to me in 2020.
I was given Hamilton tickets for Christmas, and they canceled them. I was supposed to go last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
that's
terrible.
Shitty. Truly a Christmas tragedy.
It is. Yeah. Are they going to, like, move those tickets up to a different date?
They've canceled the rest of they've canceled the rest of the run here.
But you get reimbursed eventually. At all?
Oh yeah, he got reimbursed.
I'm sure they'll reimburse you.
Yeah, I was about to say they're not just like straight up.
But still, that's a bummer.
But I don't know when I would be able to see it though again. So
yeah, Casey and I also both canceled our New York trips.
Yeah,
I was actually supposed to go tomorrow.
I was supposed to go today.
That happened.
Not happening. Which I'm very thankful for. Actually, it's crazy out there right now. It's crazy everywhere. But
yeah.
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 Not a good time to be there. What else? Do y'all know anything? I feel like I get a push notification about the January 6th committee every day, and I just have actively not paid attention.
Yeah. I mean, so people just keep ignoring subpoenas, which is really crazy to me. Also, it's going to be a year. It's like the year tomorrow. It's been a year since that happened tomorrow. So just, you know, remember what you saw if you vote for Republicans and listen to this podcast. Go for you.
You're a very specific kind of person.
And thank you.
I really want a t-shirt for that because we always do that every time we say that. It's just like so funny. It's like just
every time we're like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be my choice, but okay.
If you're like a Republican listening and listen to this Rogan. Podcast and the back says, good for you.
Good for you. But so I think Donald Trump has been subpoenaed. Said his name. He's been subpoenaed. Ivanka's been subpoenaed. Don Jr.'s been subpoenaed. There are a lot of like little things like that, but they're just ignoring the subpoenas, which is crazy. Like Twitter is like losing their mind because – you can't ignore a subpoena. A subpoena is a legally binding document that says you have to do this. You have to show up to this place. The law says
well, there has to be
consequences. Unless you're godlike.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are no consequences for not doing it. If there are no consequences for them not doing it, then they actually don't have to.
There's been no consequences for his whole fucking like sitting of office, like for any of his family members, for anything. No one's been held accountable for that.
So I don't know why everybody's shocked.
Why are they going to hold them accountable? They're not going to.
Yeah.
They're probably sitting up high somewhere up in their fucking rocket in space.
Until you come and get them and actually carry out legal action against them, they are not going to do shit. And that makes them terrifying. Yes. And the fact that for some reason it seems like the law is unable to touch them is terrifying. So.
Well, and also that nobody will just go get them. Just go get them.
I will go get them. Will somebody give me something? A net?
Just something. A net.
Send me a map.
I just envision net. You go, with like that big old net.
I will go catch
like,
the fuck out of the Trump family. Yes. Don't get me a net. And I
will you know what? If there's anybody listening that we are not, that's all alleged and that's a joke.
Right. She's that is a joke. Harm. She's joking. She's joking.
Please
oh my
do
God.
Not sue us. Please
with
do
a
not
net?
Sue us. Yeah.
If you didn't get that was a joke, then there's something wrong.
That would be, please I mean, these are like famous last words. And then we wake up tomorrow morning and like the news story is like there was a net.
They said
lawsuit.
They were going to go catch them with a net.
There was a net thrown through the window of Ivanka Trump.
Be like, there was an podcast.
I'm sorry. Like Trump, when he said things like stand by and sound proud or this is your America and you got to go out. Remember when he had all those things to say? Yeah. No one's still getting him after
that.
Yeah. Then there was the six.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying we don't have the power that he has, so we need to cover our asses.
Yes.
It was a joke. Please don't sue us.
You could sue me, but I have no money.
No, just don't sue her.
I got nothing to give you.
We don't want that headache. Just don't sue her.
Very broke
no
person.
Suing. Please. Right. I'm not. I can't. I cannot defend you yet.
This
I'm
is
not,
my legal team. Yet. Listen to them. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, we are listening. Yeah. Yeah. Listen to your legal team. But yeah, so like it's really just a lot of that. They can't like the thing that's hard about it. And I was listening to Pod Save America today and Tommy Vietor made a really good point. He was like, the hard thing about these situations is that no one is over here like denying that what happened was wrong, but there has to be like the law with these kinds of situations is just very like black and white. So there has to be this like he gave like direct orders, go burn down the Capitol, go do this, right? And he's unfortunately not said any of that on the record. So if something like came out that he had said that, you know, in some like conference or whatever, like that would be great. But like it's just not like an open and shut. Like they have to find like actual real life evidence of like the pre-planning before that Donald Trump was involved in it and knew what was going on and everything like that. I'm not saying that he wasn't. They just have to find the evidence for it.
I have a question about that.
Okay, I hope.
What about the video footage of all the people who broke into the place and said, okay, everybody stop because Donald Trump is telling us to not do this anymore? Like, there's so much video footage of people literally saying that they're obeying him and then not doing stuff because of him. So how is that not evidence?
But I mean, but you could do that with anybody. I could come into someone's house and shoot somebody and be like, oh, you said to stop, and then turn around and be like, well, I was just following the orders of Casey. And Casey be like, I didn't say anything. Like, it's too much of like, I didn't say this, you said that. It's all hearsay. You can't, it's not evidence.
But that's what the...
If it was...
That's what the subpoenas are for, right? To get, like, personal documents where maybe there were emails or... And didn't they have to release text messages and stuff between him and somebody earlier this week?
So there's definitely... But, like, that's what I'm saying. And also, like, this kind of stuff is just going to be coming out for... probably a year. Like, I don't think that the committee is going to just like tomorrow be like beep boop beep bop boop.
I mean, I can only hope this is like our generation's Watergate scandal, where like eventually the dam is going to break, and then he's just going to have to exit and like in obscurity.
no, the peace signs. Sorry, Nixon.
With the Nixon peace signs. That's all I want is to see 45.
That would be great, actually.
With Nixon peace signs, just get whisked off somewhere, never to be seen again. That's what I would like.
to the moon. Actually,
no, don't take her to the moon.
All of our
he doesn't deserve it. You're right.
Yeah, what did she do?
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I was just trying to think of someone far away. Stop yelling at me. Yeah. Don't not reason with me.
No.
But so like that's really just the thing is like these things are gonna take time and like I mean if this is something that interests you, this is definitely something that interests me. Just like pay attention to the hearings. Like they're I don't know if the hearings are all televised, but like a lot of statements have been televised and they get shared. So watch them because it is. I mean, it's really interesting. They're definitely going for him as like they are trying to find like concrete proof that he like stopped Congress from doing what they were supposed to do. Mm. Like what's the word? Obstruction of Congress. Mm-hmm. And then dereliction of duty is something that Liz Cheney has like been tossing around a lot. So hopefully something will come of that. And I mean, I've said this before too, like there has to be some kind of consequence for this. Or else it's just, I mean, this is the first time, not the last time. Yeah. And it will happen again and again and again and again, because these people truly think that they are oppressed. And
I was just going to say there has to be consequences for something like this, or else we're just this country, because that's what it feels like. I don't know that anybody's really been held accountable here.
I mean, I really
maybe it's just more in public eye now, but nothing that's really been.
I mean, I hope
like now things are coming out of the waterworks, you know. But Casey,
with Trump, I hope that something happens. Of course, just generally because he's done so much shit and nobody's ever been able to make anything happen to him. But also, I need. Yeah. I just keep looking at 2024, and I'm like, I need him to be convicted of something before 2024. That is really what I need, because I am so afraid that if that's not the case, we're in big trouble. We are in deep doo-doo. Yeah. So
I mean, I think it really depends on who runs, you know what I mean? But
I don't think it depends who runs. I think if he has proven himself to be this far outside of the confines of rules and the law and the extent to which the Republicans have gone to obstruct people from voting, even more so than they've done in the past.
But then you're underestimating us.
No.
And we showed the fuck out the last time.
I'm not underestimating.
We shouldn't all be like sleeping on it.
I'm underestimating the Democratic Party and their ability to block the voting restrictions that the Republican Party is putting into place. Because we can show up as much as we want to, but if they've gerrymandered and redlined so much that our votes in certain areas where they know that we are most populist don't matter as much, and they can skew the numbers in their favor, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much we show up.
Yeah, but I just feel like people have so much more power than we give ourselves, and that's only because society tells us we don't have it. But honestly, no one's elected unless people elect them. That goes for any kind of office in general.
Like, but
it's
also,
like, why aren't we holding them accountable, though? Like, other countries, and some other countries, they don't do this shit. They cause a whole-ass situation where it's like, hey, we need to, you know what I mean? Like, hold these politicians accountable no matter where they're sitting. But
and like I think like unfortunately the way that our system works is like that's not how our system worked. In 2016 Hillary Clinton won the popular election, the popular vote. She won the election. If she had like if the way that any other like if it was a majority,
if it was a democracy election, if it was a true democracy,
Hillary Clinton would have won, because we showed up in record numbers then too. But it was just the way, like the states, she didn't win the correct states. And so then like, so that's, I think that like, that's what Casey is saying. Yeah. Is like, if the way that our system is set up is that the people have as much power as we've been given, unfortunately. And our democracy is not the voice of the people, because when the people spoke, Trump still won.
Yeah.
The people said, she won. I mean, I think there was like she won the popular vote by like quite a few, if I remember correctly. And like, it just didn't happen for her because of the way that the Electoral College is set up. And so it's hard to kind of like,
and that's
grapple
not to
with
say,
that. But once we do,
sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No. Nope. I don't actually know where I was going with that. I just wanted to like get that point out that like, yes, the people do, like we should have that power. And that's kind of what they've pretended like we have for so long. But really, when you like think about it, And like same thing with Bush and Gore. Al Gore, also like a very questionable election that is actually one that people are like, I don't know about that one. Like there's documentaries about that election. But like Al Gore won the popular vote too. Like, so it doesn't always, it's not always like the who is the more popular that is that people are gonna or that like even get in that win. It's like acting. The best person doesn't always get the job. Yeah. It's the person that like the, I don't know, casting chooses. So that was my point. Go on.
Yeah. And I was just saying, I don't want this to be mistaken as a like, don't vote because your vote doesn't matter anyway, because I do feel like this is an argument that is often used for that outlook, which is not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying that our system is broken and we need to do the best that we can in upcoming elections like midterms, where we can kind of control the people who are able to hopefully block some of these voting restrictions that are being put in place in certain states. That's where we really have to pay attention and show up and show out in voting so that we have a chance, a real, real, real fighting chance when, not if, but when we show up in record numbers in 2024. I just want us showing up in record numbers to mean what it should is all I'm fighting for. But I highly encourage us showing up in record numbers regardless. I mean, we've known that our system is broken forever, but that's not no reason to throw your hands up and say, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope that no one would ever think that that's like what we are saying on this podcast, because we have 52 episodes of us being like, please vote.
Just in case, please, you know, vote. I just always have to be like, well, wait a minute. I've heard this side of this argument go the other way. And I just want to make it clear that I'm not agreeing with you. I'm not agreeing with you, the person who doesn't want to vote.
Yeah.
Laska, you had your hand raised.
I love that you've started a hand raising.
Yeah.
It's my thing.
That the people cannot see.
It's so cute because all of a sudden you're just like,
no, I have nothing to say.
Really?
I thought about it. I have stuff to say, but I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole because you know me, I go into a rebellious streak and I say like the system. Well, no, because let me stop. Just go ahead. We'll move on.
Why? That's what this podcast is for.
I just don't know if I want to go on the tangent. I just don't know if I have the energy. It's the same,
I feel like she's going to say, like, we have to take the power as the people. Is that what you're saying?
I just think that they're in the realm. I think then fine if the vote is like, okay, yes, the system isn't broken, though. The system is created the way that it's created to work that way. So the way you break the system then as the people, if it's not being fair to us, then why are we not? Because we have the body. We have the numbers. People just don't think that we have any kind of power because we're not holding artificial power in office of being like, I have the power because they made me king, and so that makes me king, versus like we have body, we have numbers. And I just wonder, like, how can we break the system then? And sure, maybe that sounds rebellious, but it's the same reason why we have a two-party system, when if everybody voted for a different party that was really for the people, we could have different legislation, we could have different we could have things like universal healthcare. We talk about these things, right? And it's, I feel like, the same way. Why are we not like, as a union or as a body of people, being able to like strike our way through this and being like, okay, well then we're just gonna, it's like Amazon, right? Amazon makes a bunch of money because everybody puts their fucking money in there. And it's easier to say like, well, I gotta just stop using Amazon. That's hard to just physically fucking do when you're like, you know, when we're put in the positions that we are in. But imagine, and go with me on this journey for a minute, if everybody did. Stopped using Amazon, literally, like they did in the stock market with what's it called? What are the fuck when they just completely fucked the stock market? What was that?
GameStop?
It just happened not too long ago.
It was it was the GameStop.
I'm saying it happened literally, mathematically, by bodies of people going, well, then I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to work my job. I'm just not going to fucking invest in your company. I'm just going to, and you rob them of power because it's not, you're not doing what you're supposed to do for us. And if you're not doing what you're doing for us, then I'm going to take your power because you no longer deserve it. And if we did that together as a collective, then we actually would hold power.
I mean, yeah, but you're describing the bus boycott too, what they did in the civil rights era. But
because all of those movements are movements for a reason, because they did something to make an impact for change to occur. But everybody here is like, bleh, like, nope.
I just don't know how. Because I
don't have the answer. I'm throwing it out there because that sounds like that would make sense how you do it. But how would you organize something like that? And what would it be specifically? And you know what I mean? Like,
and also, I'm not optimistic that we would have enough people to agree to do that. Like, that's the thing, is that our two-party system doesn't work partially because the Republicans are illogically monolithic in their thought. Like, it doesn't have to make sense. They will just jump on board with whatever.
Correct. And correct.
Democrats are illogically divergent, which means that we are not actually all, we are all calling ourselves Democrats, and we all have a different definition of what that means. And
yes,
that does not work. That for people trying to get on one accord to do anything, to make any sort of movement, we got to get on one page. And we have 18,000 pages within one party trying to fight one crazy party that has one page, that has one frightening page.
I feel like it's not actually that complex. I feel like when people are being authentic and showing you who they are and doing what they say, people believe in what works. Just like in Canada, they, not everybody wants to pay taxes, but they do it. And no one's complaining about it because they see where the fuck it's going. Like, they see how it's making a difference. Mm-hmm. No one's seeing any benefit of what people are saying. It's because there's a lot of talk and a lot of like, well, I'm this kind of Democrat and I'm that kind of Democrat and I'm this Republican, and we see them, what they're doing. But I'm saying, like, it's like, we definitely see what Republicans are doing, and that's, we're like, no, big X there. But then you have Democrats saying they're going to do stuff, and that kind of is wishy-washy.
But that's what
I'm
saying.
Where are people that are like, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I'm doing, and then we see it from the, like, point, our point of view. Like, okay, that's actually benefiting us.
Don't get to that place because we don't have enough people who agree to do one thing. We keep blocking ourselves from making actions because we have so much infighting. Within the party.
It doesn't also help with the corrupt, like, there's a lot of shady shit happening in between that. Like,
sure, yeah, that too.
There's a lot of shady things happening in between that. It's like, it's hard to even, you know what I mean, to be able to track that. I'm not saying that this is, like, the end-all, be-all answer. I'm saying that this is where my brain goes.
No, I think it'd be a dope
I think of, like, how unfair.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, I wish. It'd be so amazing. I wish we could all get on one. I wish more than anything that we could all, even if we didn't agree, at least come to a compromise where we'd be like, this is the overall best thing to prevent them from doing their giant one page crazy thing. Can we all just get behind this, please?
Right.
And for everybody to say yes.
Well, and I think too, that the hardest thing too, is that I think about like Chile, right? Like Chile just went through like a massive, like whole country movement. Chile is tiny. It's small. It's nowhere near the size of America, right? But they all came together across classes, parties, genders, everything, because they all were getting fucked by their government. Mm. And the shitty thing is that we are, as people, as Americans, we are all getting consistently fucked by our government.
Yep.
But
some people don't see
it. People don't want to see it, or people are like, well, I'm free and da 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 da, and I'm this. Like, when you really think about it, like, I always think about like sports teams, right? Like in Chile, I'm still, though, I'll just use, hey, Bernie, I don't know if she, one of my best friends lives in Chile. Hi, hello, love you. So like a sports game, right? Chile goes so hard for soccer, like so hard. As a country, they are supporting the Chilean soccer team. If there was like one USA team, right, like for the Olympics or whatever, we would never gather around that team like that as a country, because there are people who are like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. You know what? I actually prefer Bosnia or like something else, you know, like, I don't know where Bosnia came
from. Not Bosnia. What the hell?
You know what? A great soccer team. Sure. I don't know. I know nothing about football at all. But I truly, like, it is impossible for Americans to get behind one thing. Because even something that shook the entire country, 9/11, 1/6. I mean, we still have people that are denying that, like, 9/11 happened.
Slavery.
Let's throw it all the way back to enslavement. Like,
right.
That is not even something that everyone is able to condemn. Sandy Hook. Children were shot at in their school. Like, baby children were murdered. And that was not enough for people to be like, maybe guns are a problem for our country. Maybe because we can never get on the same page.
Nope.
And so I do think that is the thing that, and I don't even know if this is, I feel like I'm normally the like more inspirational, like inspired person, but that is what makes me feel so like doomful
yeah.
full of doom about this situation.
I could
just because I'm like, how do we ever get on the same page? How do we ever get to
the answer? Is my answer. I think that is the answer. But well, whether we'll ever get there is like so beyond maybe even our lifetime, because we come from such a tumultuous history that has never been. We've never had any healing from ever. Like there's never been like a come to the table moment. There's never been a understand. There's never been a I'm sorry. There's never been a there's nothing there to be able to like be able to get to that. To that answer. Do you know what I mean? Like we can see it. We could say, wow, that would be really beautiful. Can you imagine? But we can imagine it in our brain, but it probably never happen.
Yeah.
And that's pessimistic quarter with Alaska.
Yeah. I mean,
also and Paige. Like I was like just you know, sorry. You know what? And if you made it through Pessimistic Corner, if you made it through Pessimistic Corner, you send me a thing. I'll send you a health candle. I'll send you a mental health candle.
This is like one of those fucking QVC commercials at 3 a.m. And if you made it through this portion, you get a vat of water and a candle. And if you,
you know what? If somebody made it through this and they, if somebody can change my mind about how I feel about this, I think about how all of us feel about it. If you can come at me with like actual hard facts, I'll send you a fucking candle.
All right. Yeah.
Send it to the BLK Board Collective. Yeah. I'm calling you out.
Yeah.
Please.
Do it. Do it.
Please.
And on that cheery note, so we're going to end with, okay, everybody tell me two things that's on their 2022 vision board. Or Alaska, you were telling us about those goals, those SMART goals you were setting. Give us two SMART goals.
I haven't done them yet, so that'd be kind of hard to just throw down. Let me think about it. I could probably get you two at the end.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, because I just did my vision board last night, so I'm kind of cheating with this question.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well then you already were gonna go. Why'd you put me in a spot like that? See, this is.
I thought you'd already done your SMART goals, so I thought that like
it was. I said I was starting.
I kind of thought that you'd already done.
Yeah.
Too, so,
oh my God, are you ringing?
I was sorry.
Oh, busy lady.
I'm no longer ringing.
Wow. What are two things that I put? Oh, I put I put the African American Women in Cinema Film Festival on mine because I want to. Okay. And then I wrote make your shit because I write things and then I get terrified and I don't make them because the process of producing something scares me, and I feel like I don't understand it and can't do it. So this year, a goal of mine is to actually make something that I've written.
I love that.
And then another one was, what was another one? Oh, I said I wanted to really step into, I feel like I've been being called more into mentorship in a way that makes me very uncomfortable because I'm one of those people who's like, I don't know anything. What do I know? You know, but I just want to like really step up into that space where I can provide a creative space for others. For other young women of color, preferably, who are trying to do what I'm doing and see something in my career that they admire. So I would love to do more of that this year. Give back.
I love that. That's gorgeous.
Thanks.
I love that. I love a mentor.
Yeah.
Alaska, did you find yours out?
No,
you
I said the go? End. They get to after you.
Oh, okay. What are mine? I try really hard. I used to make like really, really, really long lists of goals. And I actually, the last time I did it, I made a list of goals for my 26th like year of life. Cause I did it on my 26th birthday. And then, COVID happened like, like 3 months after that. And so then I've been kind of like boohoo on goals. But I want to get back into therapy this year, and then I want to start like singing and acting and stuff again.
Woo!
So yeah. Yeah.
Very excited.
Those are my two. I have another one, but it's not like for the podcast. It's honestly not for like anybody. It's such an embarrassing goal. So but I know it. So it's
well,
fine.
Thanks for giving us that known unknown. That's gonna drive me crazy.
Beautiful.
I'll tell you guys later. I'm not going to tell the world.
Yeah, don't tell the world. Don't tell the world. Keep it.
I'm not going to tell the 17 people that listen to this podcast.
Thank you, 17. Special 17.
Love you, 17.
Music.
All right. What about you, bud?
All right. SMART goals are you get better. You get more amazing answers with more specific questions. So SMART goals is all about being specific and having something that's measurable, something that's really, really specific, not like, I'm going to go for a run. Like, that's like really super vague. So two of my SMART goals would be getting my pitch pack into the hands of Leah Daniels by the end of the first quarter.
Yes.
Okay. That's very specific. It's like, this is what I'm going to do by this time. So you have a time frame of what you're doing, and then you make more specific goals to lead up to that so you can track yourself. The other one is meditating for 15 minutes every day for an entire month.
I love that.
That's awesome.
So that's the point. So these are just small, these are some of them, but it's like way more in depth, like doing SMART goals is. And so I'm really excited to do it because I'm excited to see like where that goes, like just being able to hold myself accountable to it in like just the first month. So
yeah.
Woo!
That's very exciting. Sister. I love that.
I love that.
Great. I'm happy we ended on this. And yay, with that is our episode, y'all. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for joining us. If you made it to this point, you get a bat, a t-shirt, a candle. I'm just kidding. but thank you for listening. As usual.
Can the Wiz? I was going to say, can the Wiz play us out an Old Lang song? Is that what it's called? Old Lang Sang?
Oh, I was going to say do Pimp Juice.
Pimp Juice is better.
Or Pimp Juice. They're the same song.
Yeah, same thing, really. Do a mashup. Yeah, find a Pimp Juice Old Lang Syne mashup with
mashup. Yeah, that's...
And play that.
Or make it? Can you make that? We'll find out.
Please like, subscribe, share, comment, and rate. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
She only want me for my peach juice.
No.
Not my peach juice.
And if you've made it this far.
She's saying, I can't. I'm just devastated at that visual.
It's pretty bad.
You guys, they look so stressed out. They're both.
If you don't end this, I hate when y'all do this.
Okay, bye.
I'm actually sweating.
Y'all didn't say bye. I was the only one who said bye.
I did. I said bye.
I was going to, then you started singing about peach juice.
Well, now here's your opportunity before I start singing again.
I don't even want to anymore. Am I in the mood?
You better say goodbye or we're going to be here for the next 5 minutes. You know she's stubborn.
Bye, bye, bye.